Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about how your horse should use his hindquarters. Now, as a dressage rider, you will most certainly have read comments on your dressage test score sheet that refer to engagement, impulsion and uphill carriage. Now, all of these remarks apply to how your horse should use his hindquarters. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at the often confusing subject of the horse's hindquarters and how we should use them to best effect. So let's begin by taking a look at how the horse's conformation can influence his ability to use his hindquarters correctly for dressage. Now, in a perfect world, your horse should have a pelvis that is long enough to provide a large area of attachment for the large propulsive muscles. Now, also, there should be a moderate slope to the pelvis, and this allows the pelvis to tilt, bringing the horse's haunches lower and bringing the horse's hind legs more underneath his body as he propels himself forward. So if a horse has a very upright hock and has a narrow pelvis that doesn't noticeably slope, the chances are that he will struggle to engage his hocks, work in an uphill self-carriage and develop the true collection that's required for the more advanced work. Now, horses are born to carry more weight on their forehand, and usually a horse is wider behind than what he is in front. Now, as a dressage rider, your goal is to make the horse's hind legs move closer together, carry more weight, and step more underneath his body. And this will result in the horse's forehand becoming lighter and will make his carriage more uphill. Now, to achieve that, your horse must have a strong back and hind legs. Now, to get a clear idea of how this works, imagine a powerboat. Now, when the power of the boat's engine, which is located at the back, increases, the back of the boat sits lower in the water. Now, simultaneously, the engine drives the front of the boat up and out of the water. So now let's discuss the right kind of forwardness. Now, although you must think about riding your horse forward, you must be asking for the right kind of forwardness, because there are several different kinds of incorrect forwardness, and they are as follows. So, number one, riding forward without a secure contact with the horse's mouth, which result in the front legs taking longer steps while the hind legs trail behind, making the horse long and hollow. Number two, riding your horse too low in the front end, and this allows the horse to fall onto the forehand, placing stress on the front legs and allowing the hind legs to trail out behind the horse. And number three, riding forward, but in doing so, pushing the horse out of his correct rhythm and a suitable tempo. So in order to ride forward correctly, you need to have your horse taking you forward by pushing with his hind legs well underneath his body. Now, the horse's trajectory should be uphill, and you should feel as though he is working through a swinging, supple back into an elastic, consistent contact and frame. So now let's discuss how these horses' hind legs work. So how your horse's hind legs work can be categorised in three different ways. So thrust, reach and engagement. So now let's look at each of those points individually. So firstly, thrust. So the term thrust refers to the horse's ability to propel himself forward and off the ground. Now, the hind leg that creates thrust does so when it's engaged and planted solidly on the ground. Now, all three of the leg joints are equally bent and carry the horse's weight. The horse then pushes off against the ground with a powerful thrust that either drives him forward, for example in an extended trot, or upwards, for example in a passage. So in order to influence the horse's thrusting power, you will have to drive your horse forward when the desired hind leg is in contact with the ground. For example, that means you would ask for a canter transition when the horse's outside hind leg is on the ground, or you would ask for medium trot when the inside hind leg is on the ground so that the horse can push himself forwards. So now let's discuss reach. Now, when the horse has his weight on his outside hind leg, you can influence the inside hind leg to create greater closing of the joints and therefore greater reach. Now, when asking for greater reach, you influence the flight pattern of the hind leg when it is at its highest and most flexed point. Now, at this moment, the horse has his opposite hind leg engaged and in contact with the ground in readiness for the moment of thrust. And now let's talk about engagement. So engagement or carrying power is created by the rider's use of the half halt. So in the half halt, you ask your horse to slow down and take more weight onto his hind leg joints. And that happens when the hind hoof hits the ground and the joints of his hind legs are closed. Now, when the horse's hind legs are strengthened in these three ways, he will be ready to achieve true collection in all the paces. Now, collection can be developed through the use of transitions and in preparation for them. And true collection results from the accumulation of carrying power, thrust and reach all being equally developed. And then collection develops through the horse's schooling, right through from the very first training levels to the ultimate collection that is demonstrated by an established Grand Prix horse. So now let's discuss some exercises that you can use to develop this thrust, reach and engagement in the dressage horse. Now you can work on developing your horse's thrust, reach and engagement through the use of schooling exercises. And as the horse's hindquarters become stronger and more developed, he'll be able to develop true collection and more power in his paces. So try these following exercises. So exercise number one, ride a 10 metre circle in the first corner of the long side of your arena. And then from the point where the circle touches the long side, ask your horse to leg yield onto the diagonal line. And then as your horse moves sideways, he will flex his outside hind leg under his weight whilst engaging his inside hind leg more underneath his body. Exercise number two. On the quarter line, use your seat aid to ask the horse to push a little more for two strides. And then use one or two half halts to ask the horse to sit and ensure that the tempo of the rhythm remains constant. So think of asking the horse for more power without speeding up. And then exercise number three, in the canter work, use a half halt to ask your horse to step more underneath himself on the first beat of the canter stride. Now in the moment of suspension, ask the horse to jump more underneath himself. Now the result of this schooling method will see a much more powerful and expressive trot and canter. So to wrap this episode up, to achieve true collection, you need to school your horse to use his hindquarters correctly to create thrust, reach and engagement. Now the process of achieving collection is developmental and cannot be rushed. It's not realistic to expect a young horse who is still working at the beginning of his dressage career to be able to achieve collection, and forcing the issue can only result in injuries and setbacks. So be sure to take your time. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and training tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books or training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.